Okay, so today is March 9th, and this is the class on signs. And Bobby, Allison, and I would like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us tonight. We're so excited to be here with you. And just know that you're going to receive a copy of this replay audio style within 24 to 48 hours. Usually I've been able to get them almost the next morning. So, so you can expect an email with that link, and then you'll have a few days to download it to your computer, and then you could just listen to it whenever you want. You'll have the replay on that available to you forever. Okay. So, all right. So what I'm going to ask everybody to do is just sit back, close your eyes. And as you're sitting back, relaxing, I want you to begin taking a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're just going to do this very gently, just breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as you begin to relax your body, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to have an awareness that even though you are focused on your breathing, you are still consciously in the center of your head. So have that awareness that you're in the center of your head. And now what I want you to do is you're continuing to breathe in and out very gently. I want you to take that awareness that you have in the center of your head, which is your consciousness. And I want you to walk your consciousness down through your face. So coming down to your forehead, your third eye, bringing your consciousness down through your eyes, through your nose, through your cheek, down into your mouth and your jaw, bringing your consciousness right down into your neck, down into your shoulders, and drop your consciousness right down into your heart center. And some of you might feel that. You might feel it go all the way down into your legs as it fills up the rest of the space in your energetic body. And just start to focus that breath in and out of your heart center as you're breathing in and out. Just focus on your heart center and allow yourself to just tune in to that space. And as you're tuning into that space, I want you to imagine that that energy that's in your heart center is now expanding beyond your heart center and beginning to permeate past the walls of your heart as it begins to fill up the rest of your body. And just let it expand right beyond the walls of your heart, right through the rest of your body. Feeling it expanding right into your skin, filling up your entire body as you feel it come up against your skin on the inner wall. And now through osmosis, just let it permeate right through your skin and go out and beyond the wall of your body. And as you're having this expansion, I want you to allow yourself to continue to expand and fill up the room that you're sitting in. And as you're filling up the room that you're sitting in, I want you to imagine yourself so powerful that you actually go beyond the room that you're sitting in and begin to fill up the house. And as you begin to fill up the house, you notice that your energy does not want to be contained, that it wants to become bigger and bigger. So I want you to just let it start to expand outside the walls of the house. And imagine that your energy is expanding all throughout Long Island, New York. Let it continue to expand as big as your mind can take it. Allow it to expand. Expanding across the United States. Expanding beyond the earth It begins to lift into the cosmos. And as it lifts into the cosmos, I want you to imagine that you are infinite, that there is no end to your energy, that you are everything in this moment and everything is you. And just continue to breathe that in, knowing that that is your truth as a divine co-creator with your universe. Just taking that in, allowing yourself to hold that awareness, allowing yourself to know that you are connected to all things, including each other in this class, and what is beyond this class, for the purpose of what is being brought through by the higher realms. And now I'd like you to take a nice breath in again through your nose, becoming aware of that breath as you blow it out your mouth. And with the next breath in through your nose, becoming aware of your physical body, being present in that body as you're blowing your breath out. And then on the next breath in, allow yourself to become aware of the sound of my voice, the room that you are sitting in. And on the next breath in, allow yourself to gently come on back into the space that you're in, opening your eyes and returning to be one with all of us.
That was good.
Okay, very good. Very good. Everybody is so good. My gosh, we were just really out there. We're seeing all these purples and indigos and violets. Amazing stuff. All right. So, Bobby, I think I'm going to have you start this off. I'm going to let Dre out so you can kick the class off, and I'll be right back.
Okay, great. Okay, everybody. So there's a couple of things I want to discuss in the beginning so that you know, you are aware of how to get signs, be aware of them, and then collect the data. So normally when I read people on the phone or people constantly questioning me, you know, how do I know if, you know, if I'm getting the right sign? Am I asking for the right thing? Do I have to be in a meditative state? They always have all these questions. And I think it's so simple, yet people make it so hard, and it's really not. So you ask. You have to be aware of what you're asking for moving forward. Sometimes it doesn't happen that day. It could be the next day, the following week even, but you have to be aware of the questions that you ask. And then you're gonna collect all of those things, all those instances. Some people ask for more than one sign. If it's specifically, let's say a question on a job that you're supposed to get, you know, am I gonna get this job? Is it gonna be the right amount of money? And they may ask like more than for more than one sign for one subject. So you have to be aware of this, and you could get it by somebody speaking to you. You could see it on TV. You can hear it on the radio in a song, a magazine. It doesn't matter. So being aware of what you're asking for is very, very important. And I would think like you have to expand your mind and your heart center, as Maria always says, to be open to receiving it. Because some people think that they're not, valuable enough, or even from a loved one. If it's not just a question about something that you're moving forward in your life with, but if it's from the other side, they are more than happy to give you a sign. They will give it to you sometimes immediately, and sometimes in a reading, or, you know, you could be in the grocery store and somebody could be like, you know, talking to you about something, and there's the sign. So some people have issues with that, and they'll be like, well, was that really the sign? Did that really happen? And then they want to ask for another sign, and they will certainly give that to you. That's why I say collect the data, because sometimes you may get that one specific answer more than once. And sometimes, I guess the human mind, as Maria says, will negate it. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that's not it. I'm not sure. Do you think that? I've done it myself many times But now I know as clear as day, when I ask for something specific, they give it because I'm aware, I'm open, and I collect all my data. And it's always in my mind now. I don't have to necessarily write it down. Mm-hmm. So you have to have those three things. It's the ABCs of signs. That's certainly the way I do it anyway. And spirit is more than happy, like I said, to give you those signs. But sometimes I often think, and I told Maria this last week, do we actually, because we sign up for all these experiences, do we actually already know the signs that we're going to be asking mm-hmm. in life? Like, am I going down the correct road? So we kind of maybe already put those signs, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Put those signs in our path before we actually came here, and like to know, are we doing a good job? Are we supposed to be, am I supposed to be learning from Maria? And the signs are so abundant, and they love when you ask for signs, and they just want to thank you. Yeah. That's what they always tell me. They just love to be like, yay, we got, like, we did it, and we gave them a sign. And some of the signs can be huge, and some of them can be small. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going off of, you know, this is called winging it with me, because that's what I do. When they give me certain things, I'll just run with it. And sometimes I go too fast, but we can always go back to, if anybody has a question.
Let's go back to an important point that you made in the beginning as you started with deserving, right? Because that, I think, is the number one thing. And you had mentioned where people are wondering, you know, should I, could I even receive a sign, right? That's actually a lack consciousness program running, right? That's where you're not perceiving yourself as being deserving or worthy of receiving a sign, right? And think about how that sounds. You know, many of you on the call are going to be like, well, that's kind of silly that somebody would feel that way, but yet people do feel that way. And they actually stop themselves because you have to remember, everything is a vibration, right, Bobby? Everything is a vibration and everything is a frequency. And if you want to tune in to your guides, I don't care who that guide is, you have to be at the right frequency in order to do that, because they are coming in at their frequency. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. And they just, it's all about the relationship that you have, not only with your guides, because sometimes they'll give you the sign or they'll bring the person to you, let's say. I think some people have to compartmentalize different questions and feelings, and am I worthy? Am I valuable? Do they hear me? And then they sit, when they don't get it immediately, or maybe not in the way that they think, then they get that, you know, that shield over them, like, no, I never see any signs. Or it's the person that never wins any of the raffles, or it's mm-hmm. that same mindset that
victimhood.
You never get.
That's a victimhood mentality. Right. That is where you're perceiving yourself as not deserving, right? But another point that you had made earlier too, right on top of the other one, that's so important, is you had said, do we place those signs there mm-hmm. prior, right? So if you think about it, those of you that took our soul contracts class will see this clearly. Around our energy, right, we have an energy body that is comprised of chakras, meridians, and nadi points, right? And so we know that those chakras make the aura that's around our body. But beyond the aura, there are more energetic fields, one of them being the electromagnetic field, or the toroidal torus, as some people know it, right? And that field is like, it's what I think it was Abraham Hicks called the vortex, right? For those of you that followed Abraham Hicks, because I was always like, what the hell is a vortex, right? But that's the vortex. So what Bobby is saying in that statement is that when we pre-birth plan our experience on the earth, we're also accounting for the certain signs that we're going to need to let us know that we're on the right path, right? we contract our guides, our, you know, relationships, our work. We create the blueprint for our existence as a human. And so we're also leaving ourselves magical tools. So for those of you that remember, you know, the old Mario Brothers, right? Like a Super Mario, you know, playing video games, he would run and then he'd jump on a mushroom and it would give him like a coin or something like that, right? We do the same thing pre-birth incarnation when we're making our blueprint. So all of the psychic abilities that you're desiring, you already have them. It's just a matter of you raising your personal frequency, your vibration to that level. Yes, Bobby, wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have never seen anyone not come into their gifts who desired to access them. They're already in that electromagnetic field that's around your energetic body. It's all there. We knew what we were gonna need. It's like you go camping, you pack your car and your backpack with everything, your stove, your canteen, everything that you need. When you incarnated into the earth plane, you already packed that backpack full of psychic abilities. It's going to be another class, but I'm just saying that is what we do, right? So it's a matter, and the reason these classes are important is it's a matter of raising our frequency. Keep raising our vibration until we hit that place, that timeline, right? You guys see me post about that all the time. We have to hit that timeline where that gift can then be accessed and turned on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very important. And so, and that's where, you know, we can then say, okay, everything that shows up for me was planned by me. I'm doing a really good job noticing it, yes? Wouldn't you say that?
Every time that I asked for a sign, they would tell me, okay, you placed this there, and I'm like, huh? Mm-hmm. I never understood it for like over a year. I was wondering what they were talking about, what they meant. And that's exactly what they meant, is that you placed this here to show you, okay, you know, like people that are running a marathon and then, you know, it's the 5K and then it's this, and then it's always pushing yourself for more. So it's like giving you these little kind of hints that you're on the right track, you're doing the right thing, you are valuable, you are worthy of receiving these signs. And it makes you feel good inside. It makes you feel like, oh my goodness, like they're listening to me, they hear me. And it's always wonderful to know that you have that great rapport with the other side and they're answering you. And that's another validation that, you know, life goes on beyond here.
Right. Yeah, it's very important, you know. And that was one of the things I loved when we were putting this class together, that Bobby had the thing called the ABCs of signs, because people don't realize they have to ask. If you want a sign, do you want, when I was leaving my corporate job, I wanted a sign, but I told them, make it really big. I don't want to miss it, because I was getting little signs. You guys know how like somebody will send you an email and go, oh, look at this. And it's a quote of the day. And it kind of like resonates with something that you're thinking, right? And you're like, oh, I wonder if that's a sign. No, that's not a sign, right? Now I'm going back like, you know, to 2000 and 2008, right? And I was managing a big corporate department, and I knew, because I was married at the time, that if I wanted to leave my job, my husband was not going to buy into that at all. I needed the sign to be super huge so that I knew. Well, I asked for the biggest sign possible. It came on a box truck that was passing me on Sunrise. Right, Bobby? That's how they do it. All you have to do is ask. Here I am yelling at the universe. I'm yelling at my universe like a crazy woman in my car after a really bad day. I got thrown under the bus by my boss. It was totally his fault. But, you know, I was in corporate America with a glass ceiling. So if you were a woman, it was very hard, right? And so I was so angry, and I'm like, universe, I just want that sign. And I'm screaming at the universe. And all of a sudden I see, because I was on Sunrise in the leftmost lane, and I see this big truck, and I'm like, all right, I better behave myself. Otherwise they're going to think I'm a nut, right? Because I don't normally drive like that, but I was so angry. and it comes by. The windows were all blacked out. It was this huge white box truck, and the only two words on it, in big, big letters, the sides of the truck said, Universe Inc. And I was like, that's my sign. So, you know, what Bobby's saying is it is truth. We have open communication with the forces that be, right?
You know what they're saying to me right now, which we didn't write down or I didn't speak about with you before, but they're saying is sometimes, a lot of times, you don't have to ask for it. Your loved ones will send you signs so that you seek out and ask people, what does this mean? I keep seeing a butterfly. Why is that cardinal in my backyard every day? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how Maria feels about this, but they told me we are not those things. We send those
things. We send them. Yep.
Some mediums say like, oh, the dog is your grandfather. The butterfly is your grandmother. No.
No.
Not from what they tell me.
No, I agree with that.
Manipulate the energy of those things. Make it appear. Make you, like butterflies, mm-hmm. You know, they pass in a month or something, but they can bring back that same color. And let you see that same butterfly over and over, if you will. So I don't know if I'm skipping ahead, but
no, but that's a
place that you don't have to ask. They will show you.
That's a good point though, because if you're thinking in your head, right, the same question over and over again, look, you know, wondering, right? This is where we're having a thought and we're like, oh, I wonder if I should do this. I wonder if I do that, right? Like Bobby said, they will bring signs through because you are thinking about it. You have to remember thoughts are energetic, right? So just because you're thinking the thought, you're going to get the answer. And what Bobby's saying for me is spot on. I have never, ever known a butterfly, a bird, a dog, a cat to be a representative of a human, but they are sent by humans because they're sent by our guides, I should say, because, this is what I have been led to believe, and Bobby, you could add to this, but when they're newly crossed over, some don't cross over at the highest frequencies and vibrations. So what they're capable of controlling is smaller. Like butterflies are very easy to send, right? Wow. Larger animals or larger signs is that right? Like they take more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but those are the ones you don't have to ask for because They want you to know that they're around you and they're with you. Right. But most people think like it has to be this big shebang thing or, you know, I haven't dreamt of them yet and what is going on and how come I'm not worthy and my sister and got it. Well, you might be closed off. You might be at a lower frequency, but you can't say that to everyone. You have to kind of be careful what you say to people because then they will feel devalued even more if you think like, well, you're not, your frequency is a little blocked and you're not as high as your sister or your brother, so they're not able to get through to you. But I say it in just a way of spirit, you know, tells me to. But what you're saying is so how I feel. Like, no, they are not those things. They send those things.
Right.
Based on where they are, yeah.
Right, right. And receiving it, again, goes back to what you said. And we do kind of have to monitor that. Although, energy is my work, so I will just not have a filter and just tell you where you're blocked. But yeah, it's always a block. And so if you're having a hard time receiving a sign or you're having a hard time connecting to your personal guide, then there's fear that's being held there. Like when other people are getting loved one visitations and dreams and stuff and you're not, there's just a block there. That's all that is, right?
Sometimes people don't see signs too because from loved ones, because they, you know, some people tell me like, and I say, spirit's showing me that maybe you're thinking they're on vacation somewhere, or you're thinking that, you know, you had a fight and you're not going to see them. So you're kind of blocked from the point of that they are not no longer earthbound. They are in the light. So you're kind of setting yourself up for not seeing anything but the brick wall.
Yeah.
That's what they do. So you have to kind of break down the walls for them and allow them to experience on a different frequency.
Yeah. And you'll probably be able to answer this too, but for me, I've also had experiences where somebody's come to me and they went to somebody else, and the person told them that their loved one wasn't available to them or around for them, but yet I was able to bring them through without any kind of a problem. And again, I got to go back and defer that back to a frequency thing where they were not able to match the frequency of where that loved one was residing, because mm-hmm. I had no problem, but the other person kept saying, they're not here for you. They're not coming through. So we really have to, you know, be aware of everything that's presented to us and use our energy body to say, does that feel like it's correct? Does that resonate with me? Because, you know, everybody's on a different timeline with a different way of doing their work and bringing information through. Right, Bobby?
Absolutely. That goes back to the ABCs, ask, be aware, collect the data.
Yeah.
Basically what it is. And if you follow those things and then you just have that connection with your loved one already or whatever, it's not always about loved ones. A lot of people call me just for the psychic part of it. And, you know, those signs are, you know, whatever you ask for. I mean, I could tell you just a quick funny story. So it wasn't funny when it was happening, but my daughter ran away and she was about 16 and I wanted to ask for something that was so different than, you know, anything out there. I didn't want a bird, a butterfly, although I got all of those too. And I asked for a purple dog. And because I wanted to make it so hard because I hadn't heard from her in a week. And I, you know, your mind goes to places that you don't ever want to go to. And so I was trying to keep myself busy. And I went with, I was with somebody different at the time, my ex-boyfriend. And we were in Staten Island and we're driving, you know, to go back to the parkway. And all of a sudden I heard in my ear, turn to the right. So I just go, what the hell was that? So I turned to the right and on the side of this deli was the Flintstones. And there was the Flintstones dog. What's his name?
Gino.
Gino, yeah. And Gino, and I just went, oh my goodness. And of course I said, that wasn't. And then they said, yes. Like they went boom, like you asked for it. This is the only way that you ever going to see either a stuffed animal or that was their dog. That was their family dog. So, and she was fine. Thank God. So I'm just, it could be the littlest thing or the biggest thing, like Maria saw with the truck, or the littlest thing, like the ladybug, you know, it's there for the asking, the taking. Just be aware of your surroundings, be more in the moment. It teaches you to sort of have the value and think that you are worthy of seeing that. And I hear so many people crying to me on their readings, like, I never hear from my mother, or I never hear this, or my mind is, you know, is not, you know, stable enough to even ask for a sign. So what it does is, in wanting the sign, it brings you that balance and that frequency and brings you up. So they're so easy to get.
Yeah. And the more light and playful you are, the higher your vibration is. You know, today when Bobby and I were talking about the class, we, something had come up and it had to do with somebody who had the same name almost as my mother. And I said, I feel like my mother, you know, like is want to sit in on this class. Mm. And then three times after I had said that to Bobby, I saw my mother's birthday. Right. And I never see her birthday. Like never. She sends me North Carolina license plates because that's where she was from. So you talk about signs and I always know if I'm heading in the wrong direction because there comes North Carolina. But you know, if I wasn't present, which I guess is the next part of this that we should be talking about, is, you know, being able to stay present and staying out of your head, not overthinking, not overanalyzing things, right? And making space if you want those signs to appear. Because I certainly wasn't asking you for anything more. I was just really making a statement, right? Yeah. Oh, that must be my mom popping in on this because I tried to teach her this stuff before she passed. and she was just not wanting to. What's that?
I got it.
Yeah, now she's got it. Now, obviously, I mean, like, she, like, I can't even tell you the North Carolina place was funny. But it just shows you, like, you know, so even I just mentioned her name and there her birth date came up three times for me. And I was like, okay, yeah, you know, that's so validating. So it's there. I wasn't even looking for it, but then boom, 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 because that's how my universe works. It was there. And it's like that for all of you, right? It just takes us being very present and not being here. We have to be here in the heart center, which is why we did that meditation earlier to just expand that center. Because there's, you know, years ago before we hit 2012, the pathway out of the body for meditation, for connection was through the crown. It was up and out the crown, right? Once we hit the 2012 timeline, everything then went through the heart. And the reason for that is because with the energy coming up on the earth plane, the vibration is so much higher now that we're actually able to experience the fourth dimensional astral plane, which is where we normally sleep and experience our dreams, but we're able to experience that fourth dimensional plane in our day-to-day waking state. And that chakra that's associated with that is the heart center, whereas the third chakra, the solar plexus, is with the third dimension, right? So if you think about it from this perspective, wanting to connect out, we need to be focused in on the heart center, focusing in through the heart center. We go in through the heart and then we come up the channel through the crown.
And that's raising the antennas.
Raising antennas, yeah. Because if you think about it again, the point of connection, right? So the crown is really about expansion because we want to, so if you know the chakras are a cone or a funnel, right? The point is through the top of, it comes down through the top of the spine, right? The crown, the point and the cone is out, okay? So it's like a big satellite dish, if you will. And it's expanding. And so what we want to do with that is we want to expand it, going up, going out, and then use it for connection. So it's about expansion and connection.
But that's not only for signs, it's for everything else.
For everything. Yeah, for everything. Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah, kind we of- haven't gotten to those classes yet, but we're going to do those too.
Yeah. Well, there's yeah. Is I'm like, oh, why wait?
yeah. No, that's for everything. But yes. That's so that, you know, so when you're wanting, and you know, to keep this on the lighter side, if you're wanting more connection, that meditation that we did at the beginning, that's a great meditation. And you can practice with that because what that does is it drops you out of your mind, right? Because our consciousness, not our ego, our higher consciousness, in the mind, drops down, we bring it down into the heart center. And then once we're in the heart center with it, then we can come back up and out, expand that crown. And then you're connecting to your guides, your angels, your ascended masters, your galactic friends, your family members, whomever. So that is a really good meditation for you to work with.
You know, it brings something to mind that I want to just add in here when you talk about the cone and all. So I used to do, I don't know, I don't do it so much anymore, but years ago when I was first started out, like in 98, 99, 2000, I used to do this little thing where I was like, when I asked for signs, I not only asked for signs from my guides or loved ones, I would take my energy and send it telepathically or my energy to living people just to see if I can make them call me or text or whatever it may be. And it would work all the time. Like, I don't know, I was just thinking of you. And I'm just like, oh, really? Like, just to test it because I'm like always a question girl. Yeah. I want to know. I want to absorb everything that I can. So those are the same thing as asking for a sign, because they're bringing that energy to that person and they'll be like, I don't know, you're on my mind all day, or I was just thinking of you, so I just figured I'd call you. But they didn't have really anything that they wanted to talk about per se. It wasn't like, you know, an agenda. So I was just like, oh, that's really nice. Like, I never told anybody, but I just... And then one time somebody like did something to one of my friends and I was so like pissed off at him. So I pictured myself right in front of his face, giving him like all this energy. And he happened to tell somebody like a week later that I must be some type of witch, because he said I couldn't stop her in my mind for like 3 days. What is wrong? Who is she? And then I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, because I was so like, you want to mess with people's minds? I'll show you how you mess with someone's mind. So it's the same type of frequency that you're sending out for the signs to come in, but you can send to another person to call you, to just like the Ho'oponopono. It's that type of thing, the communication.
Yeah.
But I had to add that in because I just remembered that.
Well, you have to remember, a soul is a soul is a soul, right? Yeah. Whether the soul is embodied on the earth plane living, or it's crossed over, it does not matter, right? I've had so many, I mean, like, and I have them all the time, and I'm sure for some of you, you will experience me popping into your dreams at some point, and maybe even Bobby possibly, but I know I do this with so many people that are either our students or have been students or clients, whatever, and they'll tell me that I'm in their dream constantly helping them with work, doing work with them, or helping them resolve an issue, right? And that's because as the soul, there's no barriers, there's no separation. The human does the separation through the ego, right? And that's why so many people have thyroid issues, because the ego is warehoused in the thyroid. And think about that, the throat chakra, where we're speaking from, right? Speaking our truth here is where the ego is stored, because the ego doesn't want us to speak our truth. The one thing the ego is really good for is warning us when there's danger. But as far as helping us ascend be on our spiritual evolution, the ego is not really great at doing that, because it wants us to keep playing this game of separation. So when Bobby is saying that she has the ability to do all of this, everybody has the ability to do all this, because we're always connecting to each other. When you're laying down to sleep, you're visiting other people all the time. You might just not have a memory of it because the sleep state you're in is too deep in order for you to remember it when you wake up. In other words, when you're so deep asleep and you're trying to wake up in the morning, it's expending so much physical energy to wake yourself up that by the time you wake up, your memory cannot no longer recall that dream, right? Whereas if you were in a... What's that?
I said that's why they wanted me to share that, because they can do it too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. When we're in theta sleep, right? Theta waves, it's a very light sleep. When we're in lucid dream, it's very, very light sleep. Then you'll have no problem. You know, I've been waking up with messages like almost every single day, the last 2 weeks. And so, but that is, you know, training. I do some stuff at night before I lay down for sleep, and we could talk about that when we are starting to work on that aspect within this class. But you know, everybody has this ability. It's just a matter of you using it and recognizing it within yourself, you know. And you know, Bobby, I'm sure, would say the same thing. We're not special. There's nothing special about us. It's just that we learned how to do this.
But we came all special, and that's where your value comes in.
Right. We're all special in this way, right? And like I said earlier, all of these gifts that you're desiring have already been left to you. You just have to raise the frequency to get that timeline, right, to hit that gift. So, you know, it just takes the work. Just that's
so
all.
I tell this to people for years. I say, always, everybody has gifts, just not everybody opens all their packages.
Right.
And that's raising your vibration to this frequency to open up each particular package. And when you do, you own it.
Yeah.
Opens it up, you own it, you accept it and see your value and your worth. And don't let anybody tell you different.
Right.
Some people will poo-poo it. Oh, stop. There's no signs. Oh, give me a break. That's just a bird. Oh, come on. That you didn't see right. that. People that aren't even close to where your frequency is,
right.
they will want to pull you down because it's the unknown to them. And don't ever let anybody do that to you. Always follow what your heart's on. I used to always say your gut is your guide to God, if you will. But it's more, I guess, what Maria's teaching me about the heart center. I guess what that's what you say, that's where the brain is, or heart brain.
Yeah, heart brain. Yeah.
So, but yeah, because that's a big thing too, that people always try to poo-poo the signs. But don't let that, because it has to sit in your soul and you'll know. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to explain it to anybody. You just know what you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about why loved ones who cross over would want us to have a sign, or why our spirit guides would want us to have signs.
Well, the reason why they tell me is to let them know that life goes on. That's the number one thing, is that we're all part of one. And right. I explain to people as if there's a tree in the middle of a pond and there's a little island that the tree is on, and it rains out. And all those little droplets are single, and they're on the leaves. And when they fall into the pond, what happens? They become one, and you can never tell them apart when they're in that pond and that body of water until they go up and, you know, clouds take them up and it rains again. So it's merely to let you know that I think is that life goes on. So they want you to know that they are there supporting you, whether it be your soul group, your soul family, as you call it. They want you to know that they're there to support you, and life goes on. That's the biggest sign that I think of the reason is why they're there. You might have to add to that.
Yeah, I agree with that completely, because what all of this is about at the end of the day is to get us back in touch with our authentic self, which is our soul self, right? So we're all a soul.
Yep.
It's just, so when we cross over, we're just a soul in a different form. But while we're on the earth plane, we're a soul in this physical body. And this physical body is actually on loan to us from Gaia, because we're an extension of the earth, right? And that's where we get this physical body suit from. So it's just a container, a vessel for the soul to exist in. And then what we're in is we're in earth school, learning to remember ourselves as a soul so that we can come back into oneness, right? So what Bobby is saying is they absolutely want us to know that there is life beyond this, right? And that it doesn't cease the minute we depart the earth plane. That we are never ending. We are limitless, right?
Also, not only that, they want you to know too, because they want you to be able to move past the grief.
Yeah.
And they want you to feel a little bit a sigh of relief from the sign so that you can continue your work and, you know, go higher with your frequencies and, you know, maybe the things that you have coming forward, they want you to be more aware. So I used to tell people what spirit would say to me, well, you know, I chose them as my projects. Not all of them do this. And I don't know, Maria, if you feel this way too, but they would say, and if you don't take the sign from me that I'm here, I can't move up to my next level if you don't move up to yours. Mm-hmm. So they want you to know that. So it almost like plants a seed to say, oh my goodness, I'm holding them earthbound because I'm praying for them to be near me and I just want a sign. Yep. And then sometimes when they get the sign, then they want another sign, but they're still holding that energy. I don't know how much control they have over it, but that's oftentimes like a mother to a child, and I get it. So I have a lot of people that I know that lost children and friends and such. And so they don't want you to stay in that mindset of the grief and the negative of the passing. They want you to rise above that. So they will continually bring you signs to, you know, so that you can do that. So that's another reason why.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important points with why they would want to get us signs, especially because, you know, grief is such a low, heavy vibration that it not only does it hold them earthbound as a soul, and they can't go on to do what they're supposed to do because they, we all have jobs on the other side. Mm-hmm. Okay. And even though we're here in this physical form, we actually have other jobs besides just our human self that we're residing in right now. Right. And so, some of you might know those other jobs that you're playing in, and some of you might not, and that's okay, right? And so when we understand it from the perspective that we're experiencing other aspects through departing the earth plane and go on to other jobs or other responsibilities, anytime we're held through grief, that energy being so heavy and so dense is like a chain and ball around the ankle of the soul that's departed, and they cannot go until you've made peace with the passing. And that's the way.
It's not just grief of the passing. When you're asking for, maybe people say that they don't have someone that's close to them, right, that passed, but they're asking for signs about earthbound things. There's grief in that too.
Right.
Sadness, depression, all right, that is still grief, and it holds you in that mindset, and that's why you wouldn't maybe get the sign that you asked for, because you're not aware, because you're sitting in that negative grief,
right,
of whatever happens.
Right. And so to add to this, what I'm hearing is, so if you think about it from that perspective and your mind is filled with, you know, let's say drama or grief, that things are just not going the way you want them to, or you hate your job and you're consumed with that, right? The responsibility of your guides, right? The guides that are assigned to you from birth is to kind of help you navigate your human experience and keep you safe. But if you're not listening to them, you might miss that moment where they try to tell you not to go, right? Twice I've had an experience where I was in the car, and had I stepped on the gas and gone when the light was green, I probably would have died in that accident, because both times someone was coming through the light at like 70 miles an hour. And the minute I went to put my foot on the gas, I heard no really loud in my head. And I just stopped me right there, because I was very conscious of it. And then the car came flying through the light. But many, many times I see people get themselves into serious situations because they didn't listen to the warning or the advice of their guide, because they were in such a state of despair, holding so much grief. And it had nothing to do with a loved one that passed, as Bobby said. It's just how they're overcome with life. Did I explain that right?
And yeah. Also, they're showing me too to talk about, signs don't only come when you're awake, but they come in the dream state too, which I had when Sylvia Brown was still living, and she came to me and told me about the whole Oprah thing, and that happened a couple years later. So mm-hmm. Signs, maybe if you're not aware, or if you're low vibration, or maybe you're just not even thinking, you need to anything when you're in your dream state as well. So, and then you will remember that, you know, when you wake up. So some people poo-poo that too. I mean, mm-hmm. So you know, I think it's also to plant seeds to make people start to research things, these things, or ask people, you know, I keep having this dream and, you know, I knew this was going to happen. Well, that's different. But, or, you know, I got a sign and I know because I got it here. And I'm like, well, what kind of state of mind is that person in that they're not seeing it when they're awake? So I'm not sure, like, on that. Maybe you can answer that. But it has to be pretty balanced, I would think, both when you're awake and you're sleeping. Like, why would they only come? Some people do tell me that. They only get the signs when they're sleeping. I forgot to add that in, too, because it just brings me to some of people that I've read, or even people that I've talked to in life, about mm-hmm. only getting signs when they're in the dream state or sleep state, I should say.
That just has to do with their ability to receive during the day, where they're holding fear. So mm-hmm. when they're conscious and present in their day-to-day experience, the fear level is greater. So they're blocking that ability to wow. receive the sign at that point. Because they're not as open. Whereas when they're asleep, the body is out cold, and now the soul, Yeah, is in charge. So that soul higher self aspect is what's conducting business, if you will, when we're sleeping.
Yeah, they show me like sometimes people have, it's like the blossoming onion. They show the core is here, but there's so many different layers to go through with some people. This is why they carry this around and they're not able to see any signs or to maybe even raise their, though they think they can't do meditation. Like some people, like, you know, sometimes when you go into meditation, you ask to, you know, you see your guides, you ask to see the signs. Some people write it. Some people do the meditation. Some people tell me, well, I don't know how to meditate. I can't do it. I can't get to that place. Mm-hmm. It's always the layers that they have to kind of remove before they can get there. So.
Right. That's right. Yep. Yeah. So it's all based on where you're, you know, how you're allowing yourself to interact within your day-to-day experience, right? So which brings us,
when the student is ready, the teacher shall come.
Yes. So, and this brings us to the next question, which is how do we know we're receiving a sign, right? And for me, that's kind of like, well, if you look at something and you know, if you know that you've been struggling with something, had a question about something, or just want guidance, assistance, or anything else, right? And you see something and you say to yourself, I wonder if that's a sign. Guess what? That's a sign, right? It's as simple as that. You don't need anybody else to tell you that it's a sign because your internal GPS system, right, will tell you every time. But if you're not training yourself to pay attention, to be a good receiver, right, because that's a big part of this, we could all be good givers, but we're lousy receivers, right? So a good thing every day would be for you to say the mantra, I am a good receiver, I am a good receiver, I am a good receiver, and retrain the wiring in the brain. Right? So if something is showing up for you, let's say it's the middle of winter and a ladybug is in your house. I'm pretty sure that would be a sign.
Yeah.
Bob, you have anything on that?
I think that I agree totally with that. I think that's perfect. That's the way I would see it too. And if they put anything else in, I'll let you know. But
okay.
Sometimes they just like, don't they just stop. That I don't feel anything like I have to say more.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. So when we talk about signs, people ask all the time, well, what kind of sign should I expect? What would you say to that?
Whatever you ask for.
Whatever you ask for.
Big or small, it's whatever you ask for. I usually say for myself, I want to see something in wintertime when it's summer, and it's summertime when it's winter, vice versa, because I feel like, let's make it a little hard for them. Mm-hmm. And I always get it. One time, again, when my daughter ran away, I asked for signs every day. And I said, it was like when we had in Long Island, this ice storm back in like the 80s, it was so bad out. And I said, I want to see an ice cream cone. Please let me know my daughter is safe. Mm-hmm. It's been X amount of days, please. I just can't function unless I know.
Yeah.
Well, half an hour later, one of the salesmen, I worked at Honda City in Levittown at the time. One of the salesmen got a craving for Carvel, went to Carvel in an ice storm and came back and he goes, this damn ice cream cone didn't make it. It was upside down in a bowl. And I went, oh my God in heaven.
Yeah. Cause they implant that. I was
blown away.
They implant that thought.
They can
get into somebody else's consciousness that is more pliable, plant that seed, plant that thought, and then they will carry that action out and you'll get your sign. You know, so if you're someone that needs it like Bobby needs it, it will happen for you. You mm-hmm. have to trust and you have to believe, right? But if you're someone that only wants to see signs through clouds in the sky or you know, coins or feathers or something like that, that's what's going to show up for you, right?
But I think also is we ask for signs based upon, you know, how severe the situation is. Like this was my daughter that ran away that I didn't hear from you know, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, am I going to get a call from that job tomorrow? Then it could have been a dime, but this was big. I needed it to be a big shebang. So I think that's true for everybody. Like, you better show me this, you know, in a way that's going to blow my mind. Like, mm-hmm. that. So I think that's a big part of it too.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to recognize when you're needing something more, and then don't be afraid to ask for it. Because believe me, they are all too freaking happy to help us. That is their purpose and their mission. Yes?
Yes, and I tell people every day when I do my readings, invite them into your life, because they're standing there waiting to take the wheel and bring you parking spaces.
Yep.
From the first thing is a parking space to the biggest thing is making a big decision on your life. Ask and you shall receive. That is it.
Yes. Yeah. And I can't tell you how many people I hear from that are, you know, feel stupid asking for a parking space. But truth of the matter is, believe it or not, even though it's a parking space, it gives them purpose for you.
Yeah.
It gives them purpose. So when you're inviting them in, asking them, gee, I hope I get a close parking spot, right? It's not so much about you not wanting to walk the distance, or maybe it is, but it's
control. You got to get out. It's like that.
And it's a training yourself too, right? Training yourself to be in.
Aware.
Yes, an awareness, asking, expectation, expecting to see the sign, right?
And they will give you the space. They'll give you everything that you want.
Yeah.
But you have to, just like anything in life, you have to be worthy, feel worthy enough to receive it. That's the main thing. A, B, C. Ask, be aware, collect data, and then always say thank you.
Right. Always say thank you. Yep.
You get points on the other side.
Yes. And we get points on this side too. So, you know, just know that, like, every time you go above and beyond to do something good, whether it's recognized or not, the guides are always like, let go of the need for recognition, because it's already counted. Your higher self has counted it, and you get those points when you cross over. That all comes back to you. So, you know, this is about the awareness, right? Just holding an awareness, being as highly ascended as you can be in your consciousness, and holding that awareness, right? So yeah, that's a good point, because they do. They get coins, we get coins, you know, so constantly be in the asking.
Let me just say this also. Sometimes people get, oh, I can't ask them for something because they have to go to the sick children at the hospital. I can't ask them. And I go, what? No, everybody has their own team that is assigned to them from birth till passing.
Yeah.
And they want you to invite them into life so they can give you the blessings and the signs and guide you in an easier way, because when you have that beautiful rapport with them, they're going to give you everything that you want.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. And also what's coming through for me now too, is that what we're not aware of, there's another aspect of us, right? So we're aware of our present consciousness that's here and now, but there's also a future aspect of us that we can tap into that has already done this, right? So if you call on your future self for help, like when I was healing, I had cancer twice and then a cyst, then I needed to heal. And every time I called on my future self, because she already did it. She already knows how to heal it, right? So if you're looking for something, or you're needing assistance with something, you know, use your guides, use your ascended masters, the angels, whatever, but also use your future self. Because your future self is at a consciousness that is just a little higher than this consciousness where you are right now. Okay? So that's another thing that you can use. That's another tool that you can take advantage of. And just have that self-worth, that you're worthy. Even the parking space, right, is something as silly as that. I think we covered how large or small the sign can be. It can be anything that you want it to be. It does not... You know, they don't care, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
They don't care.
I don't care what it is.
They really don't care. Whatever has value or meaning to you.
Absolutely.
Right? So there is no, they're not going to judge you. They don't care.
You want to hear a big one? This is funny because they're showing me this. So so crazy. And I still say that, even though I know the signs, but I still, when I think back to some of them, was crazy. So we were, a couple of us were on Dr. Oz. So we go Dr. Oz, we do the taping, and you know, it just, it went phenomenal. So on the way home, we're driving, and I'm thinking, like, when we left, I'm like, wow, I'm like, I wonder if, like, this was this supposed to be, you know, how it happened on there? Is that, did it go good? Like, were they happy? Is it going to make an impact on the world to show that spirit is real? And I kid you not, and I have photos to prove it. We're coming through, like, I don't know, the tunnel, whatever, on the way back to Long Island. And I'm in the backseat of my girlfriend's car, and I just, my guide said, look to the right. Here we go, look in the right. A big, here we go, Maria, the box truck with Dr. Oz's picture. I didn't even know he had a truck with his picture and his name on it. I was like, Eddie, you heard that? We were like, what? And my girlfriend's screaming. I'm like, am I seeing this? Like, is this real? Are you guys seeing this too? It was just the oddest thing. Like, why was that there? We weren't in Manhattan anymore. I didn't really say, let me see a Dr. Oz, your son. What? Oh, yeah. Eddie was reminding me. He was in the car too. And the truck came, it followed us but we were driving alongside for a couple miles. It was the oddest thing. So those things that, like, I didn't ask for that sign, but that was saying, like, we made this happen for you because we, a spirit, wanted to share that we are bigger than anything that you can imagine. We set this up, we put you in that place, and we have you, we've got your back. Here I am. It was just most amazing. So that's the big sign. Or to the little ones, like the ladybugs again. That's the smallest one, right?
Yeah, during winter, I had three of them show up.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, it's winter and three ladybugs. So I was like, all right, I didn't have to even ask if that was a sign. I knew that was a sign, you know. But they're all over the place. And you can use, you know, anything to give you that experience that you're desiring to have, right?
Yeah, the sign also, let's talk about this for a minute, they're telling me. Signs are not only in physical things and magazines and TV shows, but they're also synchronicities. Synchronicity. If you were just at the coffee shop talking with your girlfriend about Victoria's Secret or, you know, whatever, and you go home, I'm saying this because what's happened to my girlfriend, and you open the mailbox, and there you have the magazine from Victoria's Secret that you did not order.
Yes.
And like, so, it was so crazy. And it happened like with a couple of different things. She kept going, what does this mean? What is it? I go, it's just your guides telling you that you're building that beautiful relationship with them. Synchronicity of those things. Yeah. So it's those things too.
Yeah. That's about raising your vibration, right? So that's a frequency thing. You have to hit the frequency that can come in on.
Because like a magnet. You're a magnet. And it just
because coming. Yep, because everything is a timeline, right? It's everything is based on that experience of the timelines. So if you're wanting to achieve a certain thing, like, even we're going to go off topic for just a second, but like, and people ask me about weight loss all the time, right? Weight loss is a frequency. It's a timeline. Okay. So if you value being thinner all the way up here, and right now you feel down here because you're not here, then you have to raise your frequency to here so that you can hit here, and then you'll start losing weight.
Okay, guys. So wait. Maria just said this, right? So this is my guides. Listen up. This is my guides giving me a sign. I just said to Eddie, I said, you know, I don't know. I think maybe after all these years, I think I need to join Weight Watchers. I said, I think this is like a frequency. Eddie, did I not? I think this is I need to do something, you know, like the frequency, like I got to get out of this cocoon. So this is the perfect example of,
because I'm hearing it coming in, and I'm like, all right, I'm going off topic, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's got some kind of value. And
you knew they were going to do that. You knew that they were going to do something like this.
Yeah. So and you know what they're doing is they're anchoring in, because we've been working together for so long that they're showing you got it. You got it, right? So it's like, it's this whole frequency vibration.
Just give me the trampoline so I can come to the higher vibration. So I'm thin, I'm thin, I'm beautiful, I'm thin.
Well, but you know, sometimes all we have to do, all we have to do is hit that mindset, right? Yeah. When we hit that mindset, and we hit that vibrational timeline, right? It's like abundance issues are the same thing, because money is on a frequency. We all hold money to such a value, such a high value. It's got like a high frequency to it, right? So, you know, that's another one where people really struggle, because they see money as up here instead of just an energetic exchange. Once you devalue placement that you have, right, where you hold it up so high, once you devalue it and bring it back down to reality, and you see it as just a tool for getting what you need in exchange for something else, mm-hmm. it takes the scary away from abundance, you know? So that's where you want to just play in that realm. Another good tool I use, we're definitely off topic, but I'm going to give you this anyway, because this is really a good tool for healing abundance issues. So you take a dollar bill and you tape it to the wall up high at the foot of your bed. And you look at it every day. And what it does is it retrains the brain. As you're looking at that dollar bill, it retrains the brain. You're reconditioning to the brain, because now that money is on the wall every single day. You're not lacking any money, even though it's a dollar bill, right? And so what it does is it's an exchange. It's a frequency exchange. And now, by just conscious awareness of that dollar bill in the morning when you wake up, and then at night when you're laying down, because it's going to be the last thing you see when you're laying down at night, right? So it raises your frequency. Everything is here to help us, right? There is not anything that is not here that is going to detract from us in any way, unless you allow that to be the case, right? We have so much, as far as tools are concerned, to help support us. It's insanity how much we have available to us, right? It just it takes awareness and consciousness. So you want to raise your vibration so that you can call in more signs. Tape the dollar bill. I have one taped at the wall at the foot of my bed. It's across the room from me. I see it every morning when I wake up, and I'm like, hello. And then I blow it a kiss at night before I go to bed. And it's fabulous. I love it, because it just does. Huh?
Can I say two things about that, even though we're off topic?
Yeah, go ahead. Well,
yes, you have to declutter your brain to get to that point with the money. But yep. If you have little children, this is what I want you not to do. Do not tell them money is dirty. Just take it away from them. Do not tell them, don't put that in your mouth. It's disgusting. It's been here, there. Because that programs the child to believe that money is dirty. It's not good. And that's why we carry that. We devalue it, because it's, we don't, you know, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yep. That's a great point.
And that's when I became so much better at just having money come to me. So I just tell them, I need a, give me 10 readings. And now I'm up to like, I need one a day. And it's the exchange, but it's because I'm valuable and worthy of it. So I get it.
Yep.
And it's simple. It never was, because I was in the lack and all that. So it's just do that. I know I'm off topic, but I just had to say that.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? One thing I love about these classes, I hope you guys do too, but one thing I love about these classes is that, you know, I have not set an agenda to any of them. So if we get sidetracked, I always know it's because the collective consciousness of who's listening to this class needs to hear whatever's coming through. So I don't filter or limit it. And we're not gonna say, oh no, we can't talk about that, because potentially there could be somebody that's gonna listen to this that needs to hear about abundance of money, right?
So when we're reading, it's always what you need, not what you want.
Right.
So it's the same thing in winging it type of class, is that you discuss and you filter in whatever they're bringing through, and somebody, either you need to hear it or you need to pass that information to someone else. Like, I was listening to a class, and you know what? This is why you might be in a state of lack, because when we were younger, our parents told us money is dirty, get it out of your mouth, put it down, you can't have it, da, 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 whatever. So,
Right. And if you think about the dollar in your wallet, you know, like I know that there were so many times in my past. I mean, I was making, you know, over $100,000 a year at my corporate job. And like there were times I didn't have a dollar in my wallet. Right. So that was like, I was really playing out lack consciousness back then and had no awareness of it. You know, now I have a dollar all the time because it's right at the foot of my bed. So it was better than me.
Well, they say too, you're supposed to respect the money too and put it in chronological order in your wallet and don't like some people just like, you know, throw it in the bag and it's all over. So I don't know if that's true because I was told that, but I was like, why? I'm like, if I have a good relationship with the money, who cares how I keep it?
Yeah. Yeah. That could be more a personal thing.
Yeah.
So at this point, does anybody have any questions? Anybody want to ask anything? Because we'll take some time for questions. If you guys have anything that you want to ask on what we talked about so far with the sign. And if you don't, we're going to move on to the next part of this. Anybody? No? Okay. Wait, we have one question. Other, how do we find our jobs and other, okay. So we'll take Maria's question first. How do we find our other jobs? So I think what you're talking about is going back to what I had said earlier, where some of us are doing more than one thing. Is that correct? Where we're doing more than one job. So it could be what you're feeling called to. A lot of times you'll have an understanding in dream space, right? So let's say that you're having dreams consistently at night where you're helping other people, right? There was a point in my life, and again, this is going back years ago, probably 2000, where I was having dreams that I was, you know, I was carrying children out of rubble from an earthquake that had just taken place. I was always having those kinds of dreams where I was helping, assisting and supporting people. And that was just kind of like bringing through an awareness in my mind that kind of helped me move forward into the pathway of healer, right? So that was showing up for me on what I would say a regular basis. I was having at least one dream a week, right? So that's one way of understanding what your other job could be, something that you're feeling called to. It could be, you know, you might go to, let's say, you're in the mall and you see somebody who has those, I guess they're called rescue dogs, where they have the little vest on them and stuff, and you feel your whole body pulled toward that rescue dog, right? And so you might take that as a sign that in some way, shape, or form, you're supposed to work with animals, okay? So those are the ways that we can perceive ourselves, understanding what else we might be drawn to or called to. Now, does that mean that you're going to work with that animal as a rescue dog? No, it might not. It might mean that you're at some point, if you open yourself up enough, have the ability to become an animal communicator, maybe, right? I didn't plan for that, but then every time I had a friend who would send me a picture of a horse they were thinking of buying, I would find myself tuning into a problem on that horse and going, I don't know, I think that there's a problem with the hind end and the hock is this and blah, blah, blah. And then sure enough, they would come back to me and they'd be like, oh my God, I had the vet look at that. And they said it was like spot on. Right? I just read a horse in New Jersey over the phone, not the horse, the owner, after they sent me a picture probably about 3 weeks ago. And she was having a lot of issues with the horse. And I just channeled a message through what the horse was feeling in that moment. And we were able to resolve the issue. Do I expect or plan for that? No, it just kind of happens. But it's because I'm very open to doing that, right? And then for some of us, I always knew I was very, very different from when I was young, 4 years old. I remember interacting with all kinds of beings and stuff like that. What I wasn't strongly aware of is that most of my interactions were with galactic beings, with extraterrestrials, and I didn't have that awareness or understanding to the magnitude I do now until I want to say probably 2017 when I was healing a cyst in my Bartholin gland. And I was opening toward working with them more because they were really pressuring me to connect with them. And then that's when it opened and I understood. And then the whole early childhood made sense because I was like, oh, that's what was going on. I had no idea, right? That was a secondary job for me, working with the galactics when I was a child. A secondary job for me, animal communication. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call myself an animal communicator. I like doing soul path work. I like helping people step into their path, wherever they're supposed to be, expand in their consciousness, right? So it really will be turned on or amplified if you pay attention to how your body is lighting up when you're in the presence of something that is making it light up and you're feeling different. You're like, wow, this is really interesting. I'm feeling very drawn to that dog over there. I'm feeling very drawn to something with the plants, maybe herbal medicine, right? So it's really paying attention. So everything we're talking about tonight is really opening you to paying attention to that. Bobby, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, when you say other jobs and when you build that rapport with your guides, they will oftentimes give you gifts from them. And the one gift that you should really be happy about is discernment, because that is sort of like the way that they navigate you to your jobs or your gifts that you're supposed to kind of work on and open up. It's, again, it's going back to being aware of, you know, the things that they're sending you. So I think the discernment is really the thing that people have to look for with the guides. Because I know when they gave me that gift, we used to do like the meditation and then the sage years ago. And I remember that was like, that was the one thing for me that helped me to know what jobs I had in the human form. You know, going out and maybe next up is practicing not only the psychic stuff, but then it was mediumship. Then it was going to the core and helping people to open up, expand, and grow. So we have all different types of jobs, not only on this other side, but this side too.
But you felt connected to that.
Oh, yes.
When they came up, you felt connected. There's a pull energetically. Yeah. It's in your field. You can't
know where you're going.
You can't ignore it, right? There's a pull energetically in your field. So it's very important for you to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So hopefully that answers that question, Maria. Okay, so Patty is asking other ways to raise our vibration. There's so many ways to raise your vibration. The best way, I mean, one of the best ways, I'm not going to say it's the only way, but one of the best ways to raise your vibration is to spend 10 minutes a day meditating, just so that you could turn inward to your heart, right? Because if you think about it from this perspective, every single one of us, because of our chakra system in our body, is constantly outsourcing to others, right? Because the chakras, if you think about the spin on the chakras, the chakras spin clockwise, right? And so that clockwise spin, if you put your arm out and you start spinning your arm clockwise, you see that you're actually pulling information in. But if you start that spin counterclockwise, you'll also notice that now the information is going out, right? So we don't want to keep pulling in all day with that clockwise spin. We don't want to keep insourcing everybody else's information. We want them to keep their information and we want to source through ourselves. And that would be doing that little heart meditation at the beginning is probably my most favorite way. Now, I want to share this because I think this is really important for you guys, especially those of you that want to develop your gifts a little bit more. One of the things that I love to do at night is just before I'm ready to fall asleep, I ask that the momentum of my thoughts slow down so I can sleep. This way I'm not taking my day into my sleep time, right? We want the momentum of our thoughts to slow so we could sleep. And so what that will do is that slows down your thinking, right? Your higher self is already in charge of that. It's going to slow that thinking process down. And then you can ask to be on the highest timeline available to you. I'd like to be on the highest timeline available to me, because timelines are vibrational. So we always want to be in the highest vibration, the highest frequency possible to us. And we can often enter that state at night while we're sleeping, whereas during the day we have too much mind chatter going on, so we can't get there. So that's a favorite for me. Of course, there's crystals. You know, we can go outside in the sun. The sun is an amazing way now, because it's activating the crystalline technology within our light body, within our energy body, within our field. So you're receiving from the sun when you're out in the sun. And I'm not going to go too deep into that, because that will take us way off topic. Bob, you have any stuff you want to throw in there?
Yeah, I want to say this. I think that naturally when, you know, a lot of this is becoming recent, recently from working with you, but the decluttering of your mind, because I feel like sometimes it puts a cap or a ceiling, if you will, above us, and it doesn't allow us to move up because we're cluttering our energy and our mind, and we're keeping ourselves again in that same place or the same mindset. So I think naturally as you declutter and let things go and surrender them, I believe that your vibration and your frequency is raised automatically as well. Maybe not as much as if you're doing the crystal work and all that other stuff, but it is going up, because I could feel it myself. Like I'll get up one day and go, oh, I guess I did some kind of work of decluttering and let that go, and that situation's gone. And I just know it's just you're expanding your horizons, if you will, and your frequency is going to be different if you declutter.
Yeah. And again, I want to take you all back to the meditation at the beginning. That's a great way of raising your vibration, right? It's expanding your field, expanding. We're in heart consciousness right now. We're in the higher heart, working through the higher heart energy. And what it's doing is like a lotus flower expands. It's expanding that heart consciousness, expanding our heart center. So when we're doing that meditation, we're expanding our energy body, right? And so we're just making our field bigger and bigger and just allowing ourselves to be expansive. So when you're doing that consistently, then you're going to be able to do that without efforting it. Yeah, that's important, right? And then of course, you guys know the crystals and stuff like that. If you like and you connect to crystals, definitely, you know, Gaia, connecting to Earth, anything that, you know, feels good to you, whatever feels good to you, do that. That's what's most important. Okay, so hopefully that helps. And then we have a question from Sherry. She says, would you mind clarifying keeping loved ones earthbound? How do we not do that if we're asking for their guidance? That's two different things. So Bobby, I'm going to let you take this, yeah. But it's two different circumstances. Yeah.
Okay, so the difference is when you are asking for guidance, that's just calling them in. But other people that are sitting in the grief and they're not letting that energy go, and they're every day begging and pleading and don't leave me and how could you leave me, and they're in that grief mindset, that's holding on to their energy and not letting them go do the work that they want to do or that they're called to do or they have to do. Mm-hmm. But calling them in, asking for their guidance, that's like asking for a sign. So you're not keeping them earthbound unless you're asking for signs all day long, But the difference is, it's just about a balance. It's like, you can think of them. Don't be afraid to think of your loved ones. And, you know, grief is an important way of letting go and getting through the negative of the passing, not of the love that you have and the memories of the person. So calling them in is perfectly fine for the guidance.
Right. Right. But then there's another question that clarifying keeping a soul earthbound, that happens when we hold grief and we can't get beyond. Yeah. Right. So when we're holding so much grief that we are actually tethering them to us, they can't go do what they're supposed to be doing.
And it's more than one person at times too. I don't think one person has the power to hold them down. But if it's a family that, like, God forbid, lost the child, or, you know, when they're so distraught, and it's like, you know, then the siblings and then the father and then the extended family, it's like, and if they choose that particular family to be the project, let's say, I don't even know where that word came from, but they kept saying, like, they choose, like, certain lessons to learn when they're on the other side about the family, or to get the family to the next level so they can get to the next level. So there's all different variables. I think it's different with each family, each person. Yeah. But I don't think we have the power to keep them 24/7, but it certainly brings them back, the grief. But the guidance, I don't think that's fine.
Yeah, it does. It brings them back. It just keeps bringing them back. That's what it is.
Right.
Bringing them back instead of letting them just now go do what they have to do, right? Because we have things that we have to do, assignments that we have on the other side. All right, so Mahogany is asking, can you talk a little bit more about synchronicities as signs, and in particular when they recur very frequently, how should they be?
Let me mute.
Okay. All right, so I'll take that. So synchronicities as signs. So when you're having synchronicities, it just means that you're lining up with your vibration. Your frequency is lining up with. So let's say you're holding a desire to have a better life experience, right? And maybe you're asking for signs that things are going to get better, or things are going to start clearing up. And then all of a sudden, you're telling somebody, like Bobby was explaining before, where she was talking to Eddie about Weight Watchers, and then I mentioned about losing weight, right? That's a synchronicity. So energetically, she's aligning herself with that timeline where she'll eventually just hit that timeline and it will be a no-brainer, right? If that's what she's desiring. So that's what we're saying, where you're calling in that timeline potential, right? And you could read about timelines on my pages. I'm not going to go into it here because I have a ton of stuff out there on timelines. But what it is it's an opportunity that's out there for you if you choose to align your frequency to it, right? Just like you could align your frequency to the timeline of gaining a lot of weight. Those two timelines are out there. You have the timeline you're on now where you're staying exactly where you are in your weight. You have the timeline where you're going to gain weight, and you have the timeline where you're going to lose weight, right? So it's up to you. The timeline where you're going to gain the weight is at a lower frequency. So if you go into a state of depression and you drop your vibration, that's the timeline you're going to hit. And if you are looking to lose the weight, you're going to raise your vibration and hit or tune into that vibration that has the higher potential. Okay, that's how it works. And synchronicities are really just showing up to validate what you're thinking, where your focus is. So if you're focusing on moving your life forward in some way, shape, or form, and then you're talking about something and synchronistically you get a piece of mail and that thing is on the piece of mail, then you know you're on the right track. That's showing up to show you keep going. You're heading in the right direction, right? When I want to, this is before December, I had decided that I was going to play my manifestation game with cars. And then I picked a Range Rover, and a Range Rover started showing up for me all over where I went. And then eventually one pulled up in front of my house. It was a client that owned it. and then another one, and then another one. And by the third one, I was like, okay, I think I got this. And so, because now it wasn't me going out driving around seeing a Range Rover, it was the Range Rover showing up in front of my house because I work out of my house. So now I see, I don't know, 10 Range Rovers a day, but that just shows me that I'm in vibrational alignment with that timeline that I'm calling in, that I'm asking for. So that would be very synchronistic because the Range Rover is now just showing up. It was my focus, but now it's just happening. So it's right there. So that's where you're hitting a timeline. Your frequency is raising, your vibration is raising, right? We are, each one of us is a different frequency. Our body holds a different frequency. The rate of the spin of our electromagnetic field, right? That containment field that's around us. The rate of that spin is an oscillation, right? That oscillation is the spin. And the rate at which it spins creates our vibration, right? So we're a frequency. Our field is spinning to that frequency. The spin is the oscillation. The rate that it spins at creates our vibration. That's our vibratory rate. You hear that word all the time, vibratory rate, okay? So we have to just match that. And then when they occur frequently, I would say that if you've been aligning to something more positive happening in your life and they're showing up frequently, take that as a positive sign that you are moving forward in that way. However, on the other side of the fence, if things are not going good in your life and you're talking about how bad it is and then those signs are showing up, stop doing that. That's not good, right? So we're hoping it's the other way where things are showing up for you because you're doing such a great job navigating your reality. Bobby, did you have anything?
No, I think that's perfect.
Okay. Donna is having a strange pain in her left ear. How do we know who the guide happens to be?
Well,
so let's talk about ears for a second, and then I'm going to hand that over to Bobby, and then we're going to try and do this from both perspectives here, right? So ear frequencies are a big thing right now because as these solar energies are coming in from the sun, they're carrying a frequency with them. Now we're already holding a frequency, but that frequency from the energy streaming in from the sun, from the galactic center, is much different than our frequency. So we're going to hear it in our ears. And you'll notice every day the pitches change slightly depending on what type of energy, if it's gamma, or it's plasma, or it's diamond light codes, or it's rainbow light, right? Rainbow light is like an everyday occurrence now. Plasma, you kind of get those wavy, weird striations. Photonic light is when the clouds are spread out and kind of puffed like a billowy, and they're like, they don't have a firm edge to them. That's photonic light. That's when we feel really sleepy, right? Gamma energy feels like electricity in the body at night when you're laying down. It feels like you're on some kind of stim machine or something. So these all have different frequencies, okay? So your ears are sensitive to these frequencies, and the frequencies are fine-tuning your energetic body, your light body, okay? So you're either going to hear it in your right ear or your left ear. For me, I hear the frequencies in my left ear. I hear spirit in my right ear, okay? So hopefully that makes sense. Bobby, you want to talk about guides?
Sure. So someone's asking, how do you know who the guide happens to be?
Right.
Okay, so let's debunk some of these myths here. Again, just my feeling, and I don't know if Maria feels the same, but I have an issue when people think that their loved ones have crossed and they're giving them, like if it's a reader, giving them, you know, information, or like, it's my grandmother's my guide and she gives me all my information. I believe from what they've told me is that we have a team from when we're born to when we die. As I said before, your guides will reveal themselves through meditation. You can, and this is what they, and I don't know if I believe this part, but my guides told me this though. you can see them, I guess, in your mind's eye. I've never seen them, you know, like a hologram in your mind's eye. Some guides have lived on the earth before. Mm-hmm. Some angels have not. So I think they mix them up so that they know the human experience that you're having. And then the ones that have never lived before give you that angelic experience, if you will. And also, this is the part that I'm so not sure on. So some people will tell me, well, my guide's name is, I don't know, Ezekiel, whatever. And I'm like, what? Like, I've never gotten a name of my guides only when I was doing automatic writing, because those were people that were helping me to raise my vibration. They would give the automatic writing, whether it be limericks or whatever it may be, and they would sign it at the bottom. But my team that I was born with and your team, they don't necessarily have names.
Can I answer that?
Yes, please, because I'm so clueless.
So again, from the energetic body, from our frequency, right? If you think about beings, and especially this is so true with galactic beings, right? The higher the vibrational being, the more they are all frequency, okay? So when we're connecting and we're communicating, we're communing with them, it's on a vibrational level, right? And how you're perceiving yourself receiving the message is through a telepathic exchange, more or less, right? And so they always tell me, we don't have names. If you try to say our name, you wouldn't be able to do it, because our name is a frequency. The only person that a name matters to is you humans. So you can call us whatever you want to call us. And half the time, if they know that you're one of those people that just needs to have a name, they'll just pick a random name. Like Esther Hicks is Abraham, right? Abraham picked Abraham not because it is one being named Abraham. It is a collective group of beings, and that collective group is known as Abraham. Okay? So we have to understand that with beings in general, with our guides, they're all frequency, and they don't operate through the whole name thing. That's a human perspective.
It's a label. They don't go by labels.
Right. Right. It's a frequency thing. So what I'm going to say is what they always tell me: if you have a particular name you want to call them, feel free to call them that, because they don't care. They're not going to be mad at you. They're not going to hate the name. They're just happy you're wanting to commune with them. That's all. Yes?
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe the question is, I feel things come through and I feel them from my loved ones who have passed. So maybe that's different than my guides, so to speak?
Yeah, so to speak. Uh-huh. Yep. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, you're always going to have a difference between your team and your loved ones.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Let you know the difference in frequencies of somebody that passed over versus somebody that your team that's very high up, I'm sure.
Right. And also the other thing that I want to add to this is where Bobby just said that you have your team and then you have your loved ones, right? So we have many beings working with us. We have some angelic beings. We have ascended masters. We have our loved ones. But we also have a group of beings, a council of beings that oversees us.
Like the leaves in the pond.
Yeah, from the higher perspective, that are more comprised of galactic beings that are aspects of us, right? That are aspects of us. And those beings are not just a Pleiadian, not just an Arcturian. They will comprise of either 3, 6, 12, 9 beings in that collective group, and usually they're representatives of whatever it is that you're needing to work with here and now, right? So at one point when I was healing the cyst, I had the Pleiadians pointing me to the person I was needing to work with. I mean, like literally they were putting stuff in front of my face constantly, right? And then once I got to that person, they stepped away and it was the Arcturians. And then the next thing, when I was close to the healing, the next group or collective was Yeshua, which is Jesus, right? And the Magdalene, which is Mary Magdalene, and all of the goddess energy and Isis and all of that, right? So we're not just working with one group or one collective.
Okay, I get it now, right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so. I related it to the leaves in the pond. There's a separation between the relatives and the loved ones and everybody else. Okay.
Yep. Well, it's the raindrops that went into the pond.
The leaves, the raindrops.
Let me just add one thing in there, because also when your guides and your loved ones and all that, when your loved ones come through, they're not playing that role when they're in spirit, okay? They are just stepping up to the plate, if you will, or sending their energy or appearing how they were here, so that you know that you're connected to them or still connecting to you on the other side. But when they're on the other side, they're still part of the whole. They're not, a lot of people think like, am I gonna see this one? Am I gonna see that one? Well, yeah, you're gonna see that, but when you cross over, you'll be now part of that whole. Right. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Okay. We have another question. Okay, good. I answered that about the synchronicities. Okay. I think that's it with the questions then. So everybody understands that we are working with a multitude of beings, right? And
another question from Donna. Did you get to that one down there?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't see.
Oh no. I have many that have passed. And how can I?
Yeah, no, that we did that already. That was from the third, what we were doing.
Okay. Right. And remember that we're probably going to touch on this topic at some point down the road, but just remember that, you know, while we're all gifted with psychic abilities, mediumship, channeling, and everything else, we're all receiving in different ways, right? If somebody is clairvoyant and their third eye is open, your third eye gives you an opportunity to see spirit in a multitude of ways. One way is going to be as if you picked up a picture and have just looked at a picture and that imprinted in your mind, right? Another way is where you close your eyes and you see a movie playing in gray shades, a movie playing in your third eye. Another would be where you look and you actually think you see somebody standing next to you. And then the next way is they're very opaque and there really is somebody standing next to you. It's more visible to you. Okay. So
I think I'd run out of the room for that one. though I have invited them for lunch. I told them I cook for them.
They will show up. So, you know, we have to understand that we can be clairvoyant and not fully see the being in its presence, right? But we're still clairvoyant if all we're doing is imagining that we're looking at a photo and yet we're seeing it in our third eye, but it's more like a photo instead of the realism that is standing next to us. I hope that makes sense to everybody. Bobby, you want to add to that?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, so there's another question. It says, strange symptom while listening now, suddenly started experiencing strange pain behind my eyes. Not sure if it's in the area of my third eye. Was typing while you started speaking of the third eye. Yeah, Erica, that's a pineal activation. Your pineal gland is activating right now. And we've been in pineal gland activation too, is one of the things that has been on my radar. And when the pineal gland is activating, it's going to feel, the eyes are going to feel tight. They're going to feel tense. Sometimes they feel achy, like you want to take them out and just put them on the side and let them rest. Right, Bobby? Yeah. So that's all third eye activation, and that is expanding the third eye consciousness there. So that is, you know, just take that in and just be like, oh, that's my third eye opening, my pineal gland expanding. And then this way, it diminishes the intensity of what you're feeling. When we acknowledge it, we call it in, we activate it, but we're doing it without feeling the suffering of it, right? Because we don't want to suffer with the expansion. We want to embrace that. There's no symptom there. It is just a byproduct of your spiritual evolution. You're going through a DNA upgrade, an energetic upgrade, if you will. Okay, I hope that helps. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I could see it around you too. I could see it in your aura field. I could see that with you, Erica, where you're in that expansion right now. So just be like, yay, me, go me. Yay, I got this. All right. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. All right. So there's no other questions there. So I think we're going to talk about now. So when we are present for spirit, spirit is present for us. And how do we make that connection happen? How are we connecting with spirit? So obviously we're going to go back to what we've been saying, which is the meditation. I think that's a really important part of connecting in, going within and finding your center, you know, because not everybody was born into that connection, and some of us have to create it or forge it. Okay. Bobby, you want to share anything on that?
Well, yeah, I think that when they're trying to connect, it's about being aware, because you have to tune in to yourself in order to connect, to then take away the human part of your mind and go to that antenna and that connection. So that's the being aware part is very, very important. Doing the breath, the breathing, to get yourself to relax and to get to that, you know, not meditative state, but kind of to calm down, to release anything that's tense, mm-hmm. get your mind there, and then it's easier to connect.
Right.
But you don't need to do that for signs. You just have to be aware and be open. Yeah. That's right. Different.
Right. Just being aware for signs. But connecting, you know, when I work with people who want to expand and understand how to connect or understand how to channel, it's more about, again, bringing them into that heart-centered space and letting them go open up into expansion. So that meditation in the beginning, if you go in and do that meditation and let yourself expand into that meditation, and then in that meditation, have an awareness of your body, have an awareness of your energy field, right? Because when you have an awareness of your energy field, you're not only sensing yourself, but you're also sensing anything that is coming in, any other frequencies that are connecting or trying to commune with you for the purpose of communicating. And that's really how you start to develop a relationship in order to connect with spirit, your loved ones, guides, the galactics, right? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Bobby, did you have anything you want to add on that?
No. I said that really, that's really, for me, it's hard with that because I was always psychic since I can remember. So I don't really, I mean, the mediumship, which is the next level for me, was meditating. And yeah. Connection, but the psychic part of me, I don't ever remember it not being there, so I can't tell you how to connect on that part, only what they show me, and that's, you know, clearing your energy as far as like, because I feel like people that are trying to tune in, maybe they're you know, again, it's, can I do this? You know, is it going to be, am I valuable? Like, it's all that whole program. Like, yeah. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can meditate. What if I can't get the information? Because it's not you. It's what comes through you. Right. So you're over here and you're just that, you know, so it's not what comes through you.
Yeah, you're just a conduit for that information to come in, right? Yeah. So the first thing you have to do is let go of the fear, let go of the judgment. That's why it's important to practice. What's that?
Of self, yes.
Yes, it's important to start a practice of meditation and then have a practice of meditation where you can start tuning in, right? When we're wanting to connect, it requires us to be sensitive to what is presenting because the energies have changed. So for some of you, you might still feel like what you're connecting to, right? The being, the guide, the angelic, the ascended master is right here in your energetic field, right? But I know for me, that went away a long time ago, and now everything just feels like it's me, so, which is a very different way of picking up on, you know, a guide that you're connecting with. So this is why it's super important, because there is no one way of doing it. Wouldn't you say that? There's like no one way of doing it. There, everybody is going to do it. What's that?
Everybody's different.
Everybody is different. Yeah, we all have a different way of doing it, right? So, and that's one of the reasons that we love doing these classes together, because we're a lot of times we come from two different backgrounds, but yet we're merging all of this information together to, you know, bring you the highest information that is available, right? So that you can have this information and make a decision for yourself. Oh, this resonates. Oh, that doesn't, right? But it's always going to come back to what you are experiencing within your body, because your body is an energetic vessel. It's energy. And you're connecting to your guides, your loved ones, your angelic team, whomever. That's, again, energy coming in, right? And sometimes it'll show up and present as a visual. You'll get a picture of what's coming in. You might get a snapshot and you might go, oh, I think there's an angel here. I'm seeing an angel in my mind, right? And other times it'll just be a feeling. Oh, I feel like such divine love and feel so angelic, right? So you're going to have to tune in to how that's all presenting. And Bobby and I have already been talking about our next class, teaching channeling and mediumship and connecting in and all of that sort of stuff, right? Because this is a lot of different ways to do this. And so it's not just one. Can't do it just one way because we're all so different.
Well, so I have so many people that do so many different things. I have a friend that, and I kid you not, and I don't know if she's on this call or not, but it's not derogatory, but she sniffs lavender mm-hmm. before she connects, before she meditates. There's another girl that, you know, has to do a meditation before the meditation or go in the bathroom, shake it off. Somebody else has to sage. Like, there's so many different ways of, it's almost like you're stating an intention to your guides to say, I'm open and I'm ready to receive. So however your mind or your essence wants to get there, whatever you got to do.
Right.
I don't do any of it. I just go, okay. And it just comes through. Just everyone's different.
But you also have to remember that you're not doing it. I'm not doing it. We're just there, right? Because we've hit that, again, timeline where it's everything is shifted and everything is different. And now we're in the higher dimensional fields, right? So we're not in old energy anymore that we grew up in. We've raised our vibration and our frequency so much that it's just there. It just connects in very quickly. Whereas other people may still feel the need to clear their space, get rid of the negativity, and then just sit in it because they haven't accessed enough of their innate abilities, their innate technology yet to get to that place. So what I want to say is everybody should honor exactly where you are. If, yeah, and I know Bobby agrees with me with this, if you are feeling the need to sage, sage. If yep. you're feeling the need to light Palo Santo and burn that, do that. If you're feeling the need to drink a whole glass of water before you connect in, just do that. You know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter how out there it is, that's your process. And until you feel comfortable enough that you don't need that process anymore, keep doing it. And that's your way of connecting.
Maria, I was told that you have to light a wake candle, you have to set your timer, you have to do this. And after a while, like I was like, I don't need to do all this hoopla. I could just sit down and go bam, bam, bam. But maybe the next person doesn't have enough confidence.
Right.
What's coming through? What if I, and don't ever edit the information.
Right.
So always careful, like, okay. And then it was to be like, call in the light, do this whole thing on the way to the groups, making sure that I did it because, you know, you don't want to let anything in. It really, you have to honor what you feel you need to do. Mm-hmm. Somebody tells you, I could sit here and tell you a list of things to do. You're going to be like, no, I don't do that. I need to do this. Honor what you feel.
Right. And that's the
intention of allowing.
So important. You said two words, allowing and feel. Do what you feel. Allow yourself to be present for whatever it is that you need. Right? Nobody, I don't care who it is, nobody can tell you what you need to do. I've had people come to me that had all kinds of crazy stories and, you know, that needed correction. So don't rely on any information outside of you at the end of the day, right? This is only information Bobby and I are passing on. We're trying to bring you the highest information available. We're you know, very conscious of bringing through information that's at a very high level. But again, at the end of the day, you have to take what resonates with you, right?
You could always say for your highest good.
Yeah.
When you keep that intention, tell your guide, you want to do this for your highest good. If it doesn't feel right to you, don't do it.
Right.
Don't, because five other people are doing it doesn't mean you have to do that.
Right.
You have to honor you and what your path is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've had instances where I was working with someone who was mentoring me. This was years ago, and I was bringing through information, and they were like, "No, no, no." And then I changed mentors down the road, and she's like, "Ooh," she goes, "You're way up there. I got to bring you way down because you're connecting in so high up." And then I realized, wow, that was why the other person couldn't be a good mentor for me. Because they were not able to reach those heights. And that was just because I was open from like 4 years old that I was not even aware of. I didn't even know how to use it, right? But yet I was working with somebody that wasn't open and couldn't help me. That's a big thing too. So we have to be conscious of that, you know, not everybody might have the answer for us. That's why sourcing ourselves, as Bobby said, very, very important. We have to make sure that we're checking in with ourselves.
Well, you have to, you know, we're here to plant the seeds and you have to blossom. You have right. to let them grow and blossom
right.
with the pain, the tears, the sunlight, you know, so, and it's always about what your pathway is. And don't think that anything is wrong. It's just another experience.
Right.
Experience always like, let them do what they need to do.
Right. So the next point we were making was appreciation, but I know we talked about that earlier, how when you have appreciation, they just bring you more. It's like you open the dam and then you're just flooded with whatever it is that you need because now you're being a good receiver and you've opened that pathway. Okay. So that's really important. How accessing our higher self opens the frequency airwaves by raising your antenna to deepen your connection. Yeah. So, you know, again, anytime we're bringing our consciousness out of our head and down into our heart space, we're connecting at a deeper level. So we're coming out of the head, coming back down into the heart, and then we can go up through the crown, and then we can go out expanding, going up, expanding. That's so important. Because it will actually make your connection to all things that much stronger. You know, when you have animals, too, I notice my connection with my cats, with anything, is deeper just because my connection is open. My antennas are always extended and out there for connection. Anything on that, Bobby?
I just wanted to say, just always remember that we are, oh my God, spirit's not coming in. That's not for tonight, kids. They do that when I get, they play tricks on me, but I'm not going there. I want to say we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, as you've all heard. Just remember that. We're just here to make you aware and remember who you are. Because remember again, the layers of stuff and all the hoopla that we go through and the drama, it clouds us from remembering who we truly are. So we're not here to make magic and, you know, poof, you're a psychic, you're this, you're that. You already are that. And we're just helping you to remember who you are and where you came from.
Absolutely. 1000%. You're already that and so much more. We just want you to remember that. We just want to pull that out of you. And, you know, all of the pre-work that you do when you're doing the meditations and you're sitting, you know, ready and you're doing the expansion and you're constantly learning. I teach, and I know Bobby feels the same way, but we're constantly learning. And there are times we're learning from each other.
Yeah.
It's constant exchange of flow, right? We always have to be teachable, always be teachable. Right? That is so important. I can't tell you when you're not teachable, you're operating from ego. And then the door shuts. Boom. That's it. Right? Always be teachable. Always be pliable. Always be patient with yourself. And all of the pre-work that you do, all of this work, the classes that you take, that's a great way to stay plugged in. You don't have to have sessions, right? You could just take classes, read. I post so much stuff on my pages that you could be there for, it's like reading a book, but there's so much information there that's free. Take it, go to my YouTube, look at that. It'll explain timelines. Like all of this stuff is all over, but you have to put in the effort to do the work. You have to. Otherwise the end result will be right where you are. It'll flatline, right? At the end of the day, they want to see us want to do it because that will bring them in more. Then they come in hot and heavy. Then they don't leave you alone, like Bobby said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then every day it's something different. It's something new. It's something exciting. It's something fun.
And it's also, they want you to listen and to learn and realize that the word ear is in the word learn. And the word ear is in here. So always be open to those things. And there's a lot of play on words, which we'll get into at another time because I'm a numbers girl and a words girl. And yes. I like to dissect them and go, oh my God, thanks. Because it's not from me, it's from them.
Yep.
So I always give them credit because it's so true. Every day we learn something new or we're remembering something that we already know.
Yes. Yep. Yep. You know, we're not gonna teach you anything that you don't already know. You know, that's the beauty of the work, right? You are just hearing it in another way. And then maybe you take another class with us at some point down the road, and then you hear the same thing, and maybe it's said just a slightly different way, and then it clicks even more. And then the next time, even more. And then all that's doing is reinforcing and opening that pathway. Right? Because we still have to open the neurological pathways. And so that's what's happening with this. Every time you're receiving, you're opening, you're expanding.
You're blossoming those seeds. It's like if you watch a movie over and over, you're going to get a different message from it every time you watch it. If you read the book, no matter what it is. And if you see it again and again, then it's your guides, another way of navigating you with your inner GPS to where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to read in order for you, not always to get information from them, but to grow your soul, to get that higher vibe, the frequency.
Right.
So they'll always put you where you're supposed to be. As for a year and a half, they were trying to get me with Maria. And I just was like, yeah, no. I can't understand it. I'm not right. Like, I didn't know why. Like, I know Mary's on here somewhere. Thank you, Mary. Because she kept saying, are you sure? You know, I'm like, no, I don't. I love Marie. I think she's great. I love her as a friend, but I don't understand what the girl's saying. And I kept saying, but I wanted to, but I was just like, no, it was too much for me. I was going through so much at the time. And then Mary would always lay the little thing like, oh, I thought maybe we'd have lunch with Maria. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay, what am I going to learn today? And then she'd push again. And then all of a sudden Barbara started. And I'm like, oh my God, I guess I'm supposed to learn this, but it's so hard. And now I'm like, oh, I love this. This is great.
We talk almost every day now. It's so funny. But, you know, what happens is, too, like, my guide's pushing me, and I'm like, stop already. She's not ready, you know? And it's free. You know what? It's a frequency, right? I hold, for people that can read energy, I hold this codex in my aura field. It's just what I'm here to do that has Christ consciousness in it, right? So it gives me a higher frequency, higher vibration. So when I connect in and I'm teaching or I'm talking, I'm not paying attention and I'm like right there with them. And then what's coming out of my mouth is like from them. So I don't hear what I'm saying. Even when I'm writing, I don't really see what I'm writing. But although now I started really paying more attention and kind of trying to tone it down a little bit so people get it, but it's still hard for me to do that. And I'm really not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to just be me. And then everybody else is going to come up in frequency because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to raise your frequency. I'm here to be a frequency placeholder. When I was in North Carolina, I had an activation last August, and it took me offline for like 4 days when I got home. And I had another higher self persona come in that was called Faith. And that's an acronym for Frequency Activator Intermediary Transcending Humanity. That's what I'm doing. I'm raising everybody's frequency to come up and hold their own frequency in a higher state of being so that you can all open to your gifts, right? So sometimes when I'm talking and I sound like I'm speaking some gibberish, it's because my frequency is so high that the frequency you're on is not quite there yet. And it might make you feel like you have to go to sleep. We go to sleep and then we upgrade our energetic body, right? And if you go back and read my post, you'll see all of that. So that's just part of what we're doing now that we've raised the consciousness on the planet and the earth is streaming fifth dimensional consciousness. We're all operating in fifth dimensional consciousness. It's just that if you're not perceiving that in your mind, that you are actually in 5D, you're still going to be in the old third dimension, or you're going to be somewhat in fourth dimension, right? So this is a consciousness that is taking place. So what Bobby's talking about is when we would commune and come together, I would start talking about the universe, her energetic body coming in, and it would be overwhelming to her. And then she'd be like, I just don't understand what she's saying. But my guides would tell me every so often, just poke her and say hi and see what's going on. And I would.
Fine.
Right?
From Mary constantly. So that's the sign that I didn't ask for, but I kept getting, and then I was, oh, so I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to explain why I told the story because it was a sign.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. And then Barbara would talk to her and they were like, you know, she could probably help you with the back pain and stuff. And then Bobby was very patient with herself, you know, because I don't hold any judgment. So we just started talking a little bit here, a little bit there. And then she came to the house and she was in the energy of the house. And we had like a lovely 2 hours together. And that was kind of it. That was where this whole thing shifted. And then it's just kind of like grown and morphed. And we have found that we have come together in more of a soul sister way, which happened super quickly. But it's interesting because the guides have an eye on both of us. Mm-hmm. So like, I'll know when she's ready for her next step and call her and be like, so they're telling me that you didn't fall asleep and you need the next step and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. She goes, I was just going to call you and tell you that. Mm-hmm. So we have this connection, this network back and forth with us. And that sometimes when I work with somebody, just what happens, you know, like I have people on the call that I show up in their dreams all the time and it's helping them move forward in what they're doing. So this is how we work when we're working, and I'm going to throw this out there. I don't expect you all to understand it, but when we're working in the quantum field, right, which is space in the middle of the universe, right? When we're working in that quantum field that is beyond what our comprehension is here, we're everything. So you kind of lose that that fear. You start to lose the sadness. You start to lose all of that lower, denser, negative energy because suddenly there isn't that anymore, and you just perceive yourself as being connected to all things. So we're now, Bobby and I are playing with the galactic stuff because I'm getting ready to teach a class that I've been receiving downloads on that they want me to bring through on the galactics, which is going to be a lot of fun because it's going to be like demystifying the whole thing. But you know, now it's like they want to do galactic play. So that's where we are now with the next level of interactions with all of this. So just more to teach, more to offer, more to share, more to help expand the consciousness globally so that you guys can also do that. You
know? And I do show up in people's dreams, but they're not like that. It is certainly not teaching like you do. I got them like, yeah, you know, we were hanging out at the...
Yeah, but you know, even
that. I'm like, oh, okay. So what am I supposed to do with that? And they're like, well, I just wanted to tell you. I'm like, okay.
Even that though has a benefit to it, believe it or not, because we all interact in a soul way. I can't tell you how many times I have people showing up just as I'm about to wake up. This always happens. It's so funny. I'll have a soul come in and I know who it is, and they'll go, wait, don't go yet. And I'm almost waking up and I'm like, what? And they're like, no, I have to ask you just one question. I'm like, make it fast. I got to go. Because I'm almost waking up. It's just so funny.
A couple times it was like guiding them to do something, but it was nothing like this. Or the dream that you had about something. We can't talk about that, but.
Oh, yeah.
Lord in heaven.
But that's all going to come out eventually. I mean, like, we're just going to keep this super playful. And if you guys want to keep playing with us, we're just going to keep bringing you more stuff to play with and be super playful. We have one more question. So Erica is saying, what happens after the pineal gland activation takes place? What's next? Just wondering. So that's a really good question. When the pineal gland starts to expand, it's not only the expansion of the third eye, right? But it's an expansion because it's a gland. So it operates other aspects within the body. It's like the main gland in the infrastructure of the human body. And so when it starts to come on, it starts to communicate to the other cells in the body, and that third eye starts to expand. So for me, when pineal gland expansion takes place, it's a consciousness expansion. And then you might notice yourself heating up and getting hot. So when you're heating up and getting hot, women are like, oh, I'm having a hot flash. So now we say, no, your DNA is upgrading. You're in an expanded state of consciousness because when the body heats up, we go into expansion, right? When plasma energy comes through, plasma energy makes us cold, so we contract. And then when we're in that contraction, we're in a cycle of letting go because plasma comes in like Roto-Rooter. Imagine a thick, viscous jelly going through your system energetically to Roto-Rooter you out, right? So what it's doing is plasma energy is looking for distortions. So if you think about when I said all the different energies, the clouds and stuff, the photonic light and all, photonic light makes us very sleepy. So on days where you feel really sleepy, Your body is asking you to rest. We have to go down to upgrade. This is the new way we're doing it, right? We're not calling it symptoms. We're letting go of the whole labeling thing. These are our upgrades for our energetic body, for our light body. So we have to lay down and rest, lay down and sleep. That's also clearing old distortions. It's like Bobby said earlier about the money, right? Where we were told money is bad, money is dirty, it doesn't grow on trees and everything, right? Well, we were also told if you lay down in the middle of the day or take a cat nap, you're lazy. Don't go to bed. You're late. What are you doing? You're going to bed? You're late. What is wrong with you, right? There must be something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. This is how we're upgrading our body now. We're in light body activation. Our Merkaba is activating, right? Our energetic light body is activating. I post on this all the time. You can read it on my posts. And I talk about it on YouTube all the time. This is where we're taking it to the next layer, right? So we're constantly in a state of contraction, right? Which means that we're having to go within. We're contracting in because we're clearing something. We're clearing density. Our hands get extremely cold. Our feet get extremely cold. And then the next minute we're going into full-on expansion where we're dripping, pouring sweat, heating up because our body is in a state of expansion, in a state of expanded consciousness, okay? And then the rainbow energy that we're seeing in the sky, when you see those prismatic rainbow colors in the sun or just rainbows in general, rainbow consciousness is fourth dimension, okay? So think about the old third dimensional dense polarized field that we always existed in, where there's duality, which means that if there's good, there's bad. If there's right, there's wrong. If there's love, there's hate, right? Everything has an opposite to it. And so what's happening is now we're shifting out because we're not relegated to play in that karmic loop cycle of karma anymore. So we're not having to incarnate after this, because the frequency on the earth has raised up to fifth dimension now. So that rainbow light is the bridge, the pathway between third dimension and fifth dimension. It's also the exit point for people who are not staying on the earth to do their physical ascension work, right? So that's how they're departing through the fourth dimension of the rainbow bridge. So all of these energies are in existence. All of this is real. It's how we're choosing to play in it, how we're choosing to experience it, how we're choosing to navigate it, right? And the more information we have, the better we'll be at having the experience that we're having. Okay. Any other questions? No, we're good. Erica, did I answer your question? You feel good about it? Yeah, okay, good. All right. Yeah, so, you know, that's just how it is now. Thank you, Maria. We both appreciate that. We're very grateful that all of you are joining us too, to have this experience and share this experience with us. But this is where, you know, you're stepping into your knowing yourself in your authenticity. That's why it's very important now to be authentic, to check in with you, not outside of you, right? It's great to have mentors and teachers and everything else, but at the end of the day, we're all unique and individual. It always comes back to you. All right. So I guess that's it. Anything else, Bobby?
Nope, we're good. Thank you for having me, Maria.
Oh, always my pleasure, my dear. Always a pleasure. Thank you. I thank everybody. Thank you so much. We love doing this. Hopefully you love being with us and you'll join us again at another point in time. I'm going to try to do another one on, I'm thinking maybe Saturday the 28th to give the nighttime a break. And also Erica is in another country, so it would be probably a little easier for her if we did it at like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And then this way it gives her a break from having to be up in the middle of the wee hours of the morning. And I'm grateful for you doing that, trust me. And I know some of you made a sacrifice in not going to bed so that you could be here and join us. So I speak for both of us. We both love you guys so much and have so much appreciation for you. You have no idea. Yes. So we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you for your wonderful comments. And
signs.
And it's been a blast. It really has. Thank you so much. Yes. And you guys will get the replay of this. I'm thinking probably tomorrow sometime, because I send the file to my my web developer, and then she will do her magic and she'll send it in a file, and then you guys will get a password, and then you have like a week to download the file to your computer so that you can listen to it at your leisure. So I'll be sending that out tomorrow. So if you don't see it by the end of the day, please check your spam folder just in case it goes there. All right. All right.
Good night.
Thank you guys. Love all of you. Have a great night or day.
Bye. Bye.